This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosie Brick said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Hello, and welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off today by saying good evening to Michael.
I got a lot of give up in me.
And then I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Todd Frazier, two-run home run. Todd Frazier.
I'm sorry. I think you meant Clint Frazier.
Clint Frazier.
It's upsetting, isn't it, Michael?
It really is.
You get it, though.
I have to quickly tell you this, though. So Jim Dolan did an interview with Larry Brooks in the Post, and Ranger fans should know this quote. He said, Chris Drury has the best resume for this. He reminds me somewhat of Brian Cashman. He's a consummate team player, a winner, a man of high character. Period.
It's all true. I don't know how it relates to Brian Cashman.
Well, he obviously likes the job that Cashman's done with the Yanks. But he said, Yankee fan, we have enough talent now to compete for Stanley Cup. I'm sure we can always do better and add more, and I will tell you that both JD and Jeff did a good job of putting talent into this organization, and we also got lucky along the way with two lottery victories. But other owners, other GMs, have been telling me for a year that they can't believe how stocked we are with talent, but talent alone doesn't do it. We're missing this piece, and we need it. And when I look at our organization, I felt that we need to change the whole organization and change the culture.
There's a lot there.
What do you mean? What do you think's the most there?
That there was a specific need that he felt wasn't filled. So the only way that could have been filled is at the trade deadline. So has he been sitting on this for the last month, 3 weeks?
Well, he said, I saw a weakness in the team that was not being addressed, and I knew it needed to be.
But how do you address it now?
I knew we were missing a key component to us being a Stanley Cup contender, and that is the overall spirit and culture that goes with being a team. I believe that as good a job as JD and Jeff have done in speaking with them, it is clear to me that Chris Drury was going to be the right guy to lead the team forward.
You know what? This is all good stuff, and I suppose in some world it's important. But we've been waiting all day to bring back a watch that so many have been expecting.
Mayweather.
I'll make you rain all day long.
McGregor.
What are you doing with a school bag on stage? You can't even read.
Clown Show Watch.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorites.
Clown Show Watch, brought to you by nobody. Well, listen, it's not McGregor. It's Jake Paul or Logan Paul. Does it even matter? It's a Mayweather clown show. So today at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, guys, they had the big face-off between Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul for their fight in early June. And things got physical.
Oh, no.
But not between Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul, Don. Between Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul. Ah! Ah! A good old-fashioned scrap, yeah? Put them up. Put your dukes up, yeah?
Is there footage?
Oh, there's footage. It's all over the web. Basically, Jake Paul called out Mayweather and said, why don't you fight two in the same night? Mayweather said, no problem. Got in his face. Talk, 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 and you're going to like this. You're not going to believe it. As Jake Paul's talking trash, he yells, got your hat, and pulls the baseball cap off Mayweather's head and runs away.
Can't do that. That's very disrespectful, Peter.
Got your hat. The old got your hat move. Mayweather chased. Punches were thrown. Security was called. Separation happened. You watching it?
I love it. He took the hat and then tried to run.
It's one of those things where he's trying to run, but there's a crowd of 200 media.
Well, I thought he took the hat and, like, threw it or something so he could maintain eye contact.
No.
He took the hat, Michael. Did you see it? And
yeah,
he's trying to run.
Here's what this celebrity boxing has now done. It's allowed professional boxers that have passed their prime to cash huge paychecks in a clown show. I mean, imagine Floyd Mayweather, one of the greatest pound-for-pound boxers in the history of the game. He's going to fight one of the Paul brothers, and he's going to probably make $10 million. Mike Tyson's making millions of dollars fighting these people that have no chance.
Well, hold on. Real quick. Mike Tyson, so far, the only one he had was against a boxer.
Right. Well, he'll get into the Jake Paul business.
Let's close that out again. I just want to hear it one more time. That was your Clown Show watch.
Mayweather.
I'll make you rain all day long.
McGregor.
What are you doing with a school bag on stage? You can't even read.
Clown Show watch.
You can't even read. You can't even read. It's so good. Oh, man. Shout out to RJ. He did some good old work back in the day. But guess what, guys? Now it's time for, wait for it, the debut of Rogers Watch.
Rogers Watch.
Here is the guest host of Jeopardy, Aaron Rodgers.
Welcome to Jeopardy.
There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now. It is a beautiful mystery.
Ballard.
How are you feeling today?
Not good, Bob.
Relax. We're going to be okay.
Wow, a madman drop in there, too.
I caught the madman drop. And
not
Ballard's
good, Bob.
In it?
Oh, well, that's that famous saying, not good, Bob.
Yeah, that's, well, Ballard, that was actually a joke that Ballard made when he was on, and you were so focused on how much you hated him, neither of you guys even caught that he said it.
See, you're so wrong. I don't hate Ballard. I despise what he stands for. I don't hate him.
Well, and you hate what he did that day.
I hate his performance or lack thereof. It dragged the show down. I don't know if we'll ever pull out of it.
So there's a lot going on today with Adam Schefter. You followed any of this, Kaster?
I've been looking at it between innings, yes.
So Schefter appeared on Dan Patrick.
I was on Dan Patrick yesterday.
Really?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was.
Big week for the Patrickster. Anyways, he basically acknowledged the fact that the story didn't have to come out on draft day, but it was sort of a calculated decision based on information that he'd been seeing for a long time. I don't think this is that big a deal. I don't think this is, you know, this is being used now. I mean, Rogers then went on with Pat McAfee and talked about how the media just kind of makes things up and, you know, did the same
thing.
Oh,
said the guy who's leaked everything throughout the whole deal, he and his people. He's got some nerve.
Isn't it great that no matter what side of the aisle you're on, the one thing everyone agrees on is hating the media? Doesn't it seem
that
way?
Comes from.
Yeah, me neither. Let's hear from Adam Schefter on the Schefter podcast. This is him talking about the Rogers story.
Clearly, this is an issue that's gone on for weeks. To me, frankly, it's amazing that it's gone on as long as it has. And there are people who said, Aaron Rodgers wanted this story out the Thursday before the draft. Let me tell you something. Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with this story coming out the Thursday before the draft. Not only did he have nothing to do with this story coming out the Thursday before the draft, but my understanding is he was none too pleased about the story coming out, because all it did was shine a light on the relationship between the two sides, which is at best strained right now. But Aaron Rodgers didn't want this coming out. And guess what? The Green Bay Packers didn't want it coming out. There are people who think the Packers planted it. Baloney.
See, you know how much respect I have for Schefter? Got to be careful about telling who's not leaking it, because then you're kind of winnowing down to people that did leak it. I mean, you should never do that. I'm surprised he did that. Let people think it's Rodgers. Let people think it's the Packers. Right. Let them think. But you've just eliminated two. So who could it be? I guess it's Aaron Rodgers' agent. Right?
And there's only so many people it could be.
Right. I mean, when you eliminate it's not this, it's not that. It's very dangerous when a reporter does that, because you're eliminating everybody and kind of pointing people towards who it is. You're going to tick off sources if you do. Now, Adam Schefter is so great at this, but I'm surprised that he actually, it wasn't Rodgers, it wasn't the Packers. Okay, so who could it be?
Yeah, but it, to me, if it's Rodgers' agent, then that's Rodgers.
Nah, but see, but then you're playing a semantics game. So you could say it's not Rodgers, but it's probably Rodgers' agent.
Yeah, but come on. Adam, I think, is smart enough to realize you can't sit there and go, Rodgers didn't leak it, and then it comes out that his agency did.
Well, you're not lying. If it wasn't Rodgers,
yeah, but we all know that's Rodgers'
only
camp.
Only OK could do that because of Captain Literal Man.
But that in the reporting, you could say that. That's why you shouldn't be saying who it's not.
So there's more to the Rodgers story, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, according to Mike, don't call me Janine Garofalo of the NFL Network.
Great job there.
He said that Rodgers was speaking with prospective Green Bay free agents and warning them that he was not going to be in Green Bay for the 2021 season. Oh. Now, here's the thing, guys. If he was warning free agents, was he warning his teammates?
No, he didn't do that.
Because that's not nice.
Well, so when he says he's got nothing against the coaches, nothing against the players, nothing against the fan base, but you're going to do things that are really hurting
Jerry Krause,
the fans, you're hurting your teammates.
I'm telling you,
this is
the
scorched earth that I think Michael would appreciate.
He's got a lot of Nas. And I don't even mean the rapper.
Wow, good for you, Michael. For a guy who didn't know TLC, no Scrubs, dropping Nas right mid-sentence.
Well, you know
like
what?
That.
Don didn't know it either. Why don't you jump him?
And I don't know. Can I ask you a question? I don't know how, if you were attacked on social media last night. Mm-hmm. It makes me a bad guy?
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. Like, nobody's like, oh, I'm surprised you didn't hear that. Like really just, like, killing me. Like, I'm an ignoramus.
You're a bad guy.
That I'm just ignorant?
Well, that's fine. That's not a bad guy.
That's not fine.
It's not a bad guy.
You were ignorant to that.
Yeah, but that's not what.
But
they
why jump
saying.
The why jump the guy that everybody loves? I don't get it. It's not right. It's,
so you,
I mean,
are you saying you'd rather
instead.
Take it on? You'd rather them come for you?
Yeah, because when you're on social media, you're swimming in the part of the cesspool where there's chunks of waste. It's not just watery. It's chunks of waste. That's what Twitter is. So, Don, don't read it. Don't
yeah, but here's the thing.
Down.
The chunks
you've
of waste aren't buoyant. At least if the chunks of weight were buoyant, you might be able to survive. That's the thing about the cesspool is there's no buoyancy, so even the chunks can't save you.
You've got a glorious life. Don't be brought down
not,
by Cheeto
listen,
dust people.
It doesn't bother me, the attacks on me. I just wonder why people are like that.
You know,
they're unhappy in their life. So they want to make you unhappy. I deal with it every day. I ignore it because these people are lowlifes that go after me. Anybody that would go after me has a big issue because I'm one of the best people in the world.
By the way, I like that philosophy, Michael. I mean, sometimes it makes you sound arrogant and crazy, but it's true. It's right.
I'm a great guy. Listen, you might not like me on the air or whatever, but you can't ever say I'm not a good guy. I'm a good guy. Delightful.
I think there's aspects of you that are good.
No. Everything
right.
about
joyful
me
and
is
fun.
Good. Tell me something that's
thing.
Bad.
You're vindictive.
You're not a great teammate.
You're a bad teammate.
You know why? You know that's not true.
Come at me, nerds. Come at me.
Your golf coach of 15 minutes said you already have a loser's attitude.
No.
Yeah, this is going to be the first coach.
I can see a lot of give up in you.
What I say?
The advice that they're going to give you, Michael, it's a woman, right?
Yes. Bev, she's great.
When you say... What advice do you give me, Bev? And Bev's going to say, I think you should quit the game.
No. She's really working hard on me.
I know, and she's going to realize that she's got a life moving forward as well. And why is she wasting it on? She's going to realize that this isn't your thing.
So it's not worth
you know,
the money
she's
making for
money,
me.
Then Don, she'll fight through it. But if Don, she's a good person, she'll say, listen, this isn't going to work out.
And that shows the fundamental differences between me and Michael. Because, Michael, what was the comment your coach said to you?
She said... I said, you know, I've got a lot
of give up in me.
I've got a lot of give up in me. She goes, yeah, I can see it in your eyes.
Mm. But yeah, Don, you know a lot of things about me. You guys know well. That's something that's never been alleged to me.
You don't have give up in you?
No. Some would say too much so.
Oh, you know I've got a huge amount of give up in me. You guys have to fight me from giving up all the time.
That's right. It's a daily argument.
I don't like to get into the fray. I don't want to march forward.
No, you'd rather.
I would not have been good at Normandy. I would have turned around and got back on the boat. Bev, she's great.
Is that a drop?
Yes. Bev,
it is
she's
now.
Great. She is great.
I need some video. Are you going to get us any video of you hitting a ball?
You're not really supposed to have phones on the course.
Oh.
Well. Yeah, but just can you ask her, I want to be able to study my swing at home, Bev.
Well,
yeah.
Next week when I actually have to, you know, you're trying to hit long off the tee like the llama, then maybe I'll have Jody take.
Wait, are you going straight from chipping to the tee?
I don't know, but she said
no,
you'd be
so
driving.
You're going to be hitting off the fairway next
right,
week.
Right. Yes, that's what's next. Maybe I'm just a John Daly type. My short game's going to be lacking, but boy, can I drive it.
I know, and wasted, signing boobs.
Wearing Zubaz pants with Budweiser cans
yep.
on it.
No, Budweiser nips in your pocket.
Yep. No, so he's not even driving off the tee, and he's feeling aches and pains, Peter.
No, I don't feel like – you know what I did? I stretched today. I don't feel any aches and pains.
Well, today. Listen, I can't say a word to insult Michael about anything. Yesterday, for the first time in entirely too long, I used the machines to lift. You know, I did like the butterfly press machine and they have the chest press machine. You guys ever done the chest press machine?
Many times like, in high school.
Where it pushes your whole seat up, like you push and your seat rises up?
No. Nope.
Oh, yeah. Well, at the playground we take the kids to?
Yep.
On the side, they've got some things like you can pedal. And like a little workout thing, they've got that. It's awesome.
So
I love it.
Can you adjust the weight on it too, or just your own body weight?
No, it's your own body weight.
Got it. So this is like you know. I did very basic weight training yesterday, guys. My forearms, biceps, and triceps—the entire arm on both sides, upper, lower, front, back—none of it is not in pain. So I can't even insult Michael.
Also, you have a lot of nerve, Donald.
Go ahead.
You know I have a bad back.
Sure.
That's what was bothering me. I wasn't sore anywhere else. My back hurt.
No, well, we know why your back hurts.
Because
signing boobs. I'm going to say you've been carrying the radio station for so long.
Yeah, and the transmitter's heavy.
It right? is.
But I'm not making fun of you. It. I'm just saying that if your back is bothering you, putting and chipping, what's going to happen when you start driving?
Bev will teach me the right way.
Peter?
I'm on the fence right now.
Bev, okay. She's great.
I'm hopeful Bev can keep him on the straight and narrow.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, listen, Don did something great today that we do not want to overlook.
What happened?
The Clubhouse Confidential. You remember the baseball event that you mocked Don being a part of?
Well, I didn't mock it.
He spoke to A-Rod, among others, Buster Olney. What's up, champ? And A-Rod said go as far as saying Don was taken aback at how direct A-Rod was about the Yankees making a mistake with Didi Gregorius.
It's such a glaring misstep, I thought. Not bringing Didi Gregorius back. He fit this team like a perfect 10. He was left-handed power with contact. He can hit the ball out of the park. Just over the last week, he's had a three-run homer and a grand slam yesterday. Lockdown defender, beloved and revered in that clubhouse. One of the most unselfish players I've ever played with. Speaks five languages, and I just don't understand why he's not a shortstop for the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Buster, when you say $250 million for Story, while you're right, if you're a Yankee fan, it must make you cringe because there's other things you can do with those resources when you already have Didi.
I got to tell you, Michael, I was thinking all day today, they really could have used those five languages from Didi today. That would have been enough.
Also, Michael, Buster Olney said that he thinks the Mets will be on Chris Bryant during the course of the season.
That would be a good move. That would be a good move, but throwing a fly in the ointment is that the Cubs swept the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Dodgers scuffling a bit.
Dodgers started
off
13-2, and now they've hit the skids.
But great job by our company, Troy, Kevin, Ryan, Hurley, putting together the Clubhouse Confidential. Got a tremendous reaction. Great job. That was a lot of fun.
How many people
today.
Were on? How many listeners?
I don't know. Right? Whatever. I don't know because we had a lot. I think there might have been as many as like 300.
Wow.
Now, I heard a rumor.
Whatever
earlier,
the maximum is, I think we hit it, what we were trying to get.
And who was on the call in total?
It was me, Buster, yep. And A-Rod. Matt Vasgersian was on assignment.
So he bagged it.
So he couldn't. Well, no. I wouldn't say that. But Buster,
is it true that one of you, I can't say which, accidentally stood up with your pants off in the middle of it? It was trending earlier.
It wasn't Buster, I'll tell you that. So it has to come between Alex and Don.
I'll tell you, the chemistry between Buster and A-Rod, very, very good. You know it on Sunday Night Baseball, but they could do a whole show, like a podcast.
See, but that's where you came in. That's the brilliance of you. You massaged them. You brought out the best in them. You brought out the relationship. You were tremendous.
I was running point, right?
Michael just went full Namath to describe that experience. <Yeah. laughs> That's not what I expected. That will do it for ENN on this Thursday evening. Don, I hope on this Thursday, May 6th, you take in just the amount of hockey we've discussed over the last 2 days. It's something.
Yeah, and store it away because it's not going to happen very often.
That's what I mean. It was something.
I can't wait for the ratings for these 2 days to come in because I wonder, you know, all these hockey fans that clamor for us to talk hockey, did they turn out?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Squashed like
we'll
a
see.
Bug.
We'll see.
It was compelling radio. I'm sorry.
I agree. What's coming up next here?
Rangers Bruins.
Oh, in the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.